The trip. Julie had never been on a plane. She preferred to travel by land or sea, but never in the sky. Julie and her friends all loved to travel, but Julie missed out when they decided to travel by plane. She would stay home and wait to hear stories about what she could have experienced if she had conquered her fears and gotten on a plane. Luckily, Julie has very patient friends who know about her fear of flying. They knew Julie was tired of missing out on their adventures, so they bought her a plane ticket to Chicago and told her she was going to fly. At first, Julie was angry. "No, I'm not getting on a plane," she argued. Her friend Taylor urged her to give flying a try. "It's only 4 hours. You can even sleep through it," Taylor said. Julie responded, "I can't sleep on a plane. I can't even sleep in a car. I can only pack one bag. That's not enough for 2 weeks," Julie again argued. "I can teach you how to pack," Julie's other friend Michelle offered. Julie seemed defeated and let Michelle begin to teach her to pack. "First, we're going to need to pack some clothes," Michelle said. Taylor and Michelle began to find outfits in Julie's closet and threw them onto the bed. "Here are 7 outfits, Michelle said. "Each can be worn twice. If you roll them up instead of folding them, you will have more space in your suitcase," Taylor added. "My suitcase is not big enough," Julie argued. "These clothes take up all of the space." Taylor looked at the suitcase and said, "There's plenty of room. You even have pockets on your suitcase. Plus, you don't need to pack much more. It will be fine." Julie sighed in defeat and sat down on the bed. Her friends were too busy looking at clothes to notice her anxiety. When they were done, Julie's friends had packed 7 outfits and a swimsuit, as well as 3 pairs of shoes. Julie was amazed at the amount of space still left in her suitcase. "Wow, there's so much room," Julie exclaimed. "See, we told you there would be enough room," Michelle said. "Good thing, too, because we still have more to pack," Taylor added. "More?" Julie sighed as her friends dragged her into the bathroom to pack more essential items. "Grab everything you think you'll need for 2 weeks, shampoo, conditioner, soap, and whatever else you need," Taylor said. Julie began to grab everything she thought she would need. She had been on many short trips, 5 days at most, but she had never been on a trip this long. Soon the bathroom counter was filled with many items: toothpaste, a toothbrush, shampoo, conditioner, and soap. Julie also packed a small makeup bag with various items. "Great," Taylor congratulated Julie. "You're getting better at this," she added. Julie laughed nervously. She was hoping this would work out so she didn't have to get on a plane. Michelle and Taylor noticed she was nervous, so they figured moving on to the next step would calm her nerves, or at least distract her. "Let's go pack all of these things into your bag," Michelle said, as they pulled Julie back into the bedroom where her suitcase was. "Now," Taylor said, "when you're packing things like shampoo, you want to put them in a zipper bag, in case they spill in your suitcase during the flight. This will keep anything in your suitcase from being ruined."
"My shampoo might spill? That would ruin my clothes. I guess I shouldn't fly to Chicago," Julie tried to argue once more.
"It will be fine. Look, these bags have zippers, and if anything happens, it won't touch your clothes," Michelle said. Julie was once again defeated. They continued to place her toiletries and other items in plastic bags and place them in the pockets of her suitcase. "Now, when it's time to leave, don't forget to bring your cell phone charger. I forgot mine once, and I wasn't able to take any pictures," Michelle said. "If you have one, you might want to pack a camera as well," Michelle added. Julie did not have a camera, so she was going to take photos with her cell phone camera.
"Do you have any medicine you need to pack?" Taylor asked.
"No," Julie responded.
"Well, if you ever need to pack medicine, make sure you pack enough for the length of your trip, especially if you're going somewhere where you cannot get medicine. Taylor added. It looks like we are done packing, Michelle exclaimed. Julie slumped over with defeat. Now she was even more nervous about her flight that would be leaving in 5 short days. Julie's excited friends left to go home and pack their own bags. The next 2 days were horrible for Julie. She paced around her house. She barely slept. She did not know how to contain her anxiety about the flight she was going to be on in only 3 days. She stared at her suitcase with dread and wondered how her friends thought this was fun. She certainly did not enjoy it, so she called Michelle to ask for some advice. Hello? Michelle answered her phone. She barely spoke this word before Julie interrupted her, asking for advice. I can't do this, Julie said. Give someone else my ticket. Julie began to cry. She was more anxious than she had ever been. I can't eat, I can't sleep, I just keep thinking about what could go wrong, Julie added. What do you think could happen? Michelle asked. Anything. The plane could crash. It could just fall out of the sky, Julie yelled. You know, I used to be scared of planes too, Michelle calmly told Julie. I thought all of those things. But did you know that they are safer than cars? The pilot goes through a lot of training. Security will keep you safe. It's actually kind of fun for me now, Michelle added. Julie was still nervous. Sure, Michelle got over her fears, but these things could still happen. Julie weighed her options. She could call Taylor, but Taylor would probably say the same things that Michelle did. That wasn't going to help Julie feel better. She could give her ticket to someone else, but her friends would be mad at her if she didn't go. Julie realized she had no other option than to travel with her friends to Chicago on a plane. 3 days later, Julie's friends were picking her up for their flight to Chicago. They had a 1-hour drive to the airport in Los Angeles and didn't have time to calm Julie's nerves. To help Julie block out her thoughts about what could happen on the flight, her friends played some loud music and they all sang along to the music together. They arrived at the airport and the first disaster ensued. Parking. Who knew a parking lot could be so big? The parking lot seemed to span miles, and there were buses to take you from your parking spot to the airport. This wasn't the disaster. The disaster was how much you have to pay. It costs $15 a day for parking that isn't even close to the airport. The plane ticket was already expensive. Who would want to pay that just to fly on a plane? Julie's friends assured her that paying for parking wasn't an issue. The airport gives discounts for people who are parked for longer than 1 week. We can all split the cost of parking. It will be barely anything, Taylor said. Once again, Julie was defeated. She was running out of time to get out of her friends making her fly to Chicago. Julie and her friends boarded the cramped bus to the airport. Everyone was holding their suitcases close to them, and there was no room to move. She couldn't even talk to her friends because of how loud the bus was. Children were crying, and parents were trying to calm them down. Teenagers were laughing. Julie couldn't hear her own thoughts. She could only feel the anxiety that was increasing as they got closer to the airport. After a 10-minute ride, Julie, her friends, and the rest of the bus were dropped off at one of the terminals. There were so many airline names: Southwest, Delta, United, and American, among many others she had never heard of. She followed her friends and tried not to bump into the crowds of people as she passed by them. We're here, Taylor cheered. One step closer, Michelle said to Julie. Now what? Julie asked. Now we're going to check in for our flight, Michelle told Julie. The 3 girls approached the employee at the United Airlines desk and checked into their flight and handed over their suitcases. Julie now had her ticket and was another step closer to boarding the plane. A new anxiety bubbled in her stomach as she thought about going through security. Julie had heard about people having trouble and being searched in security, and she was scared this is what would happen to her. Julie's friends could tell that she was nervous about going through security, so they offered to go ahead of her. They each grabbed a plastic bin and placed their shoes in it. They also placed their cell phones, belts, and other metal items in the bins. Before she knew it, Julie was out of the security line and headed to find the area where she would wait to board her flight.
"How are you doing?" Michelle asked Julie.
"I'm all right," Julie responded. "I'm too scared to think about anything else. It's like I can't stop thinking about everything that could go bad."
"It will be okay," Taylor assured. "Trust me, once you're up there, time will fly by." Michelle laughed at Taylor's pun, but Julie didn't like it. Before she knew it, Julie's boarding group was called, and she and her friends were all seated inside the plane, with Julie next to the window. With Michelle squeezing Julie's hand as the plane took off, Julie felt like her anxiety was lifted off her shoulders as the plane rose into the air. Julie loved looking at the ground and seeing the squares of land that fit together like a puzzle. Some turbulence scared Julie, but the flight was over quickly. When she landed, Julie was excited to fly again. She was no longer anxious.